Art-tectivity.
Welcome to another fantastic episode of Art-tectivities, the podcast created by North Middle School students. I'm Miss Galb, your host, and today we have a bunch of great segments for you. We've got Kevin sharing some of his favorite art. Chrissy tells us how music can also be art. Ahmed will test our knowledge with some trivia. Martin and Eduardo create a mock interview as Pablo Picasso. Tanika tests our funny bones with some jokes. And finally, Chris wraps it up with an interview with his artistic friend, Christopher. So I hope you enjoy this podcast number 3 from February 2008.
Hello everyone, this is Double K in the morning. I'm going to talk to you about the public art in air in the streets of Kobe, a permanent or temporary work of art invisible to the general public. That is what public art is. There's one sculpture on Port Kobe Avenue that shows three little girls dancing on the street corner. For a second, from far away, they look real. But then, when you get close, they look metal and cold and look really scary at night. Like scary things at night that are cold and metal. They're life size, so they're the size of like an 8-year-old. So when you're in Everett, go check the sculptures out. They're really awesome. They're like super cool, like me. And remember, this is Double K in the morning.
Hello, hello. My name's Chrissy, and I'm going to talk to you about how music is art. Because this segment is called Music as Art. You know, music holds emotion just like paintings or drawings. It can both show sadness, happiness, love, anger, pain, and many more emotions. The song Picture by Kid Rock with Sheryl Crow holds emotions like sadness, love, and longing. Some art that hold these same emotions are like Love is in the Hair by cartoonist Chuck Jones, and this piece of art holds the emotion of love, hence the name Love is in the Hair. And Chuck Jones, he was a good guy. Him and his cartoons. I love that guy. Too bad he's dead now. A statue that holds the emotion of sadness is Vietnam Women's Memorial by Glenna Goodacre, where a dead soldier is lying in a woman's arms. A painting that shows a longing is Kara by Janet Fish, where a girl is looking away with a look on her face as she was longing for something or someone. Well, I need to wrap this up. But with one song, I was able to relate it to like three different pieces of art. Music is art. It holds emotion and is an expression of the artist's soul. I mean, when they really call bands and singers like artists, if they didn't really perform art, well, I'm all out of time. Thanks for joining me. See you.
Hi, I'm Ahmed. I'm going to ask you two questions about art trivia. First question I'm going to ask you is, what is the element of feeling? Colors. The second question I'm going to ask you is, what is median? Median is a supply that I work with. We have finished for today. Be listening on Friday for art trivia questions. Bye.
Hi, I am Don Francisco. Today I'm interviewing Mr. Pablo Picasso. Welcome, Mr. Pablo Picasso.
Good day, Mr. Francisco.
Our first question is, where are you from?
I was born in Montgomery, Spain in 1954.
What type of art do you create?
I have created cubism and abstract designs.
What year were you making art?
My creative years were 1869 to 1954.
What other artists were making art during this time period?
Matisse was making a famous art during this time period. He was one of my best friends.
Only thing unique or different about you?
I'm unique because in my paintings I can use cool colors like blue and green and also help to create cubism.
What is your most famous art?
My most famous art is a Chicago Picasso.
I really thank you for letting me interview you.
It was my pleasure, and thank you for inviting me.
How are you, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Sneeka. My day has been horrible. I had a pie thrown at me. My brother thought it was funny. Talk about funny. Are you on a diet? Go to the paint store. You can get thinner there. Did you know vampires are artistic? They are good at drawing blood. What do you call an American drawing? A Yankee Doodle. Ha ha. Hope you have a fun day. AKA Demon. I am a funny comedian.
Hello, today I would like to introduce the artist known as Christopher. Hello, I am Christopher. Christopher, are you famous for saying any type of quotes? No, actually, I'm famous for my art, nothing more. Is there anything unique about you and your art that you would like to share with us? I used to just make depressing art, but now that I have a family, I show more romance in my art. Christopher, where are you from? I was born in Olympia, but I moved to Alaska on my own will. Thank you, Chris. What kind of art do you make? I make quite exceptional pieces of art that, well, that's what my family thinks anyway. I'm not so sure about what other people think of it, though. I know that I'm quite famous for my art, but I usually use deep emotions in my art, like romance, depression, anger. Chris, may I ask, what type of mediums do you use in your arts? I quite usually use my most favorite instrument, a pen with black ink. I'm just quite good with a pen. I'm not sure why. Chris, please forgive me, but may I ask you one more question, then you may take your leave. That is quite fine with me. I just want to answer the questions and then be off. For how many years have you been making art? I started making art when I was 5, so I believe that I have been making art for about 15 years, perhaps? I'm not positive, but about that many. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for coming, Christopher. Goodbye.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Great show, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. If you would like to interact with our students and our podcast, we'd love to have you comment or email us. Just check out our blog and comment there. It is an Everett School District blog. Address is http://blogs.everettsd.org/CGAUB. Hope you will check out our blog podcast and give us some great feedback. And hope you will listen again next month to our Techtivity.
Technology. Art Techtivity.